Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being tested, about understanding the tests of life, the tests which come from the enemy to destroy us, the tests which come from God and His Word to build us up, to reveal in us the work that still needs to be done, to encourage us with the work that has been done. And so each weekday morning, we're talking about a different aspect of being tested. And today we're going to talk about being tested for sincerity. Paul writes to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 8, verse 8, I am not commanding you, but I want to test the sincerity of your love by comparing it with the earnestness of others. Paul's writing to the Corinthians about, about their giving. One of those topics that, can be controversial. People don't like someone else talking about what they ought to do with their money, what they ought to do with their stuff, what they ought to do with their time. And often we think of giving in a church context and focus primarily on money. And Paul says that the way that the financial giving was measured was that they first gave of themselves. And in this context, Paul's writing about a commitment that the Corinthians had made, a discussion that had evidently taken place, and he's letting them know that another group followed through. And it wasn't easy for them, and sometimes I think sometimes we make excuses as to why we commit with great desire and then fade away when the fulfillment of that commitment comes. There's always reasons. I'm not discounting that. There's always stuff that comes up. We often make commitments in good times, when our emotions are built up and when we're feeling good. And we're not really thinking about life. We're making commitments out of love. And then the water heater quits. The car breaks down. A medical emergency requires extra funds. The lists continue. All of those things that eat away at what we thought we were going to give. They eat away at what we said we were going to give. And Paul writes, and he gives an example of another group that, gave themselves first to God and then followed through even beyond what they had envisioned. Out of extreme poverty. And Paul says, I'm not saying this to command that you do what you said you would do. I'm not saying this to command that you give till it hurts. I'm not saying this to command anything. In fact, I'm simply relaying what I know so that you yourselves, with the help of God's Spirit, can examine the sincerity of your love. Sometimes we love our stuff more than we love God. We say, that's not right. How can you even say that? Jesus said it's by our fruit that we'll be known. What do I invest more in? my relationship with God, the things of God, or my stuff. And sometimes I have to admit, if I'm being honest as I should be, that yes, today I do love my stuff more than God. And that's a hard admission to make. Sometimes we love our comfort more than we love God. That also is a hard admission to make. Especially here in the United States of America and other places of the world where things have been relatively easy, we think it's supposed to be that way. And so those things take precedent. I'm not telling you how you ought to give or what you ought to give, but I'm telling you sometimes God's word is there to test the sincerity of our love. There are things that we often do for the ones that we love that requires a sacrifice of other things that we would rather do, we would rather have. We go without so that we can buy our loved one something special. We go without so that we can give more than we maybe ought to give. More than the world might say that we ought to give. More than seems normal. Do we do that with God? The difficulty is that so much of our giving to God looks like we're giving to other people. And we may in our mind, well, God deserves it, but they don't. We justify, we rationalize, we do all the things that we can. And God says, this isn't really about me, it's about you. How sincere is your love? How much do you care? Jesus says, in agreement with the answer given by a religious leader, that the greatest commands are to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. We've talked about that already this week. Who is my neighbor? Well, Jesus tells the story of the Good Samaritan, and he says to the man asking the question, so who is the neighbor in this story? And he says, well, it's the one who showed mercy. And he says, go and do likewise. The sincerity of our love becomes evident to us when we examine the mercy that we extend to others. The comparison isn't to puff ourselves up. It isn't to puff up someone else. Paul said that the comparison was so that the sincerity of our love is tested. Not to grade us, but to help us to know. Do I love God as much as I say I do? Do I love God as much as I tell the preacher that I do? For me, I guess I'm talking to myself, but do I love God as much as I tell the church that I do? Sometimes we have to gaze into God's word and see the examples and stories given. And take the test and see where I need to improve. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. There are so many times that we are tested. And sometimes we're tested by your word in order to know the sincerity of our love. Is it just something I do when it's convenient? Is my love a superficial love that is easy within a culture that says it's relatively okay as long as you don't bother anyone else? are my commitments, things that I follow through on? Are they based out of love or based out of guilt, based out of pride? Father, there's so many reasons why we do the things that we do, and we need these tests. We don't like them, but we need them to know the sincerity. Not to be condemned by our weak sincerity or even our lack of sincerity, but to remind us of what you want. That we would measure the sincerity that we have and the love that we have for you and for people, and we would improve. Not because we're good at it, but because your Spirit helps us. And so, God, today, may we be willing to take the test of sincerity, of how we give of ourself, of our stuff, of our money, of our time, of whatever it is that's needed. Not only of how we give, but of how we give in proportion to how we commit. And Father, forgive us for all of the excuses that we make. Excuses that may catch us by surprise, but they surely don't catch you by surprise. God, maybe it's something that we're learning to be tested in the rashness at times of our commitments. Father, I do pray that as our love and the sincerity of our love is tested, that it will be found strong and growing. And out of that sincerity of love, that we lift up Jesus so that all people could be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.